This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
So I think this is a really cool way to start our guest list for PTO here on SB Nation Radio. Our first guest is a three-time Pro Bowler. He's 20th all-time in sacks in the NFL, drafted third overall in 1996 by the Cardinals and won the Super Bowl. Number 38 with Tampa Bay under John Gruden in his first year. He had two sacks in that game. He is Simeon Rice joining us here on PTO. Simeon, Matt Perrault, good morning, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I appreciate the time today. Before I ask you about your former coach going back to the NFL, your 122 sacks are second most for a player who's not currently in the Hall of Fame. You had six double-digit sack years. That's tied for sixth all-time. You were not named a finalist, however, yesterday for Canton. You know, everyone wants to be in the Hall of Fame constantly, obviously, but were you frustrated that your name was not part of the list yesterday?
I was frustrated the first time, like when I was on the first ballot. So after all that said and done, not really. Because I kind of, to be honest, if it happens, it happens. I mean, I know what I was in LA. You got to know your worst. You transcended the game and left the game in a better place that puts you in the hallmarks of the game, winning Super Bowls, Rookie of the Year, all that. So I have all that. So I'm pretty content with what I was able to accomplish in the NFL.
It must make you feel good, though, with guys like Warren Sapp and players who are in the Hall of Fame that you played with that openly advocate for you to be in, right?
Yeah, I mean, right. You know what I mean? I mean, they were able to, you know, see the impact, you know, when you impact the game, they say in championships and things like that, that, you know, it does something for you. You know, it heightens all the things that you were able to do in your, from a personal standpoint. For me, it didn't happen so much, but I guess at some point it will. It's just really, I put the NFL behind me, man. You know what I mean? It'd be a long time ago. I put that to bed.
Let me ask you about John Gruden and back in those days where you were under him and coached under him. You know, what was the biggest change after Tony Dungy was replaced in Tampa by Coach Gruden? What was the biggest difference from that year, his first year in Tampa when he came in, from what happened the year prior?
I think the biggest thing was bringing a different energy, the different energy that he was able to bring and having guys buy in. It's just a different concept. He brings a different concept. Loose, gunslinging mentality with the offense. You know, we at that point truly like needed at that point, especially loose. We needed someone that was going to come in and hold us what we were able to do together. A little bit more of a punch on offense, and I think that's what we were able to get out of Justin.
Former Buck Simeon Rice joining us here on PTO and SB Nation Radio. You know, the energy, we hear a lot about Coach Gruden, but what was he like on a day-to-day basis? Is he always up, or is there every up and downs when it comes to like everybody else?
John is always, he's always positive, he's always gun blazing. really, the offense, from a defensive side, we didn't really have a lot of hands on with us because so stable as a unit. You know, we were anchoring that team to what we were going to ultimately be able to go to the Super Bowl. But from an offensive standpoint, he just brought a different energy. Like I said, he was very loose. He was both coaches were player coaches, so I don't want to say anything like that. Like Tony,
right?
Well, it was just a different surge, a different energy, a different level of positivity. It was all positive, but it was a different level of positivity. And the expectations were different. Our expectations that year were to win a Super Bowl or bust when he came.
Right.
First year, but the second year, we were on our way. So, you know, things happened the way it happened, and things worked out very well for us.
If I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like the defensive coordinator is going to be an important hire for John Gruden here with the Raiders once he does get the head coaching job. And Paul Gunther is going to come most likely from Cincinnati over with John Gruden, a guy who's coached with for a while. Is that a fair statement that who the DC is pretty important?
Yeah, it's going to be very important because he doesn't deal with the defense at all too much. You know, he comes in and walk in, make a speech, leave. He keeps it light with us. We've really, really never had a really hands-on from a defensive side of things until we really got into the Super Bowl. And one of the games that we were pretty much running every day in practice was the Redskins ran all the time. So, I mean, excuse me, the Raiders ran all the time. So,
right.
You know, so fun. He does his homework. He's well-studied. Again, he's going to have that energy. He's going to be working well with the quarterbacks. You already see what he does with his quarterbacks. On the ESPN show, he has. I mean, that's his calling. That's his thing. So, I mean, the quarterbacks should flourish underneath him.
Well, that should be good news for Raider fans when it comes to Derek Carr. Does his personality, look, the Raiders are known, he was obviously the coach there, but in terms of when you think of the Raiders and you think of John Gruden, is that a personality fit in your mind?
He's a leader. He's a leader. He believes in what he says. He's well studied. He's a historian. So everything he says, he backs up with facts. So he's one of those guys. They make football fun. It'll be a fun atmosphere. It'll be a fun atmosphere out there. Those guys, you know, if they can buy into what he's trying to get accomplished, they can do something special. You know, And I think they got special enough athletes and players that they can do that with. So it should be fun to see how that manifests itself.
Former Buck Simeon Rice joining us here on Game Day. You've lived in Los Angeles for a while. You mentioned you put the NFL behind you. You've been in the entertainment world, but you know Los Angeles. The Raiders are coming here to Las Vegas. Do you think L.A. Raider fans will come to Vegas when the team ultimately comes here to support the team?
It all depends if they win. It all depends if they win. I don't think they really have to. I think Vegas will hold them down. I think, you know, the true fans are always travel with the team. So it really won't matter. And it all depends on the type of product that they put on the field. And they got a great quarterback. They got a young, potential great quarterback.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see how it happens. And they're going to follow John. Guys, you know, people that's fans of John Gruden and the brand that he was able to create over the years are going to follow him, you know. They're going to stay loyal to him. And some people are real. The fan base that kind of left when he left will reemerge back with him.
I agree. Simeon, what's next for you? What have you been up to these days?
Man, traveling and best things. You know, writing movies and putting out films and things like that. So I've been full go. Like I said, I left the NFL. I didn't look back. You know, I really didn't. Now, I know I'm a Hall of Fame player. I know a lot of players that come up and they play the defensive side of the ball. If they were able to achieve some things, the things I would be able to accomplish, they will be happy, you know. And it's just one of those things, you know. You got Hall of Fame numbers. You did it like nobody else. You know, I was able to be happy with what I was able to accomplish. You know, you come into the game and you say, did I affect the game? Did I affect the way they – did I change the game in any way? Yeah, and that was no doubt about it. From facing three-step drops every game pretty much throughout my career, to changing schemes, to the way they try to scheme you, to try to block you, and things of all those nature, and accomplishing multiple sacks year after year and things like that. It was a fun time for me, an amazing time for me, you know. But again, the time came and went, and now I moved on to the next chapter of my life, which is, like I said, there's nothing better for me than to create the space that I'm in right now.
Very cool. I know you say you don't look backwards, but given where the game is today and how much the offenses have changed and how much passing goes on, you had 6 double-digit sack years. Do you ever look at it and say, man, if I played now, my numbers would be even greater?
Not really. I don't. I mean, it is what it is. I don't even sit here and lie to you. I don't even pay attention to it like that no more.
Very cool. Simeon, thank you for the time today. Really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, man.
That is Simeon Rice, former Buck, former NFL player. Look, he's right. I mean, look at his resume. I mean, he's got 122 sacks, second most for a player not in the Hall of Fame. 20th all-time in sacks in the NFL. Won the Super Bowl. And we have a great program here on the network called Talk of Fame. And Clark Judge was on game night with me a couple weeks ago. And we were talking about what happens inside of the room when it comes to the Hall of Famers. And I the fact that Terrell Owens is not a first ballot Hall of Famer is ridiculous. The fact that we are actually, going to have people sit there and say that Randy Moss is not a Hall of Famer is ridiculous. I mean, we're going to look around and you start to have arguments and people value different things. People say, hey, this guy only did X, Y, and Z. Like, I'm the worst person in the world to ask about whether or not someone's a Hall of Famer because numbers to me don't really matter. To me, this is, look, you can laugh at this, but this is how I am with the Hall of Fame. I've never really been someone to get into heated arguments about the Hall of Fame. If I have to think really hard about you being a Hall of Famer, yes or no, I'm going to say no. Simeon Rice, I don't know how old you are. I'm 40. I remember what that dude did on the playing field. He's absolutely right. He wrecked offenses. That Tampa defense ruined people in the year they won the Super Bowl. And John Gruden just kind of lucked into it. And I don't want to say he didn't help because he did, but he was traded to Tampa and he came in and he had a ready-made team. And oh yeah, by the way, he had to go ahead and take on the team that he just left when they went to back-to-back AFC Championship games and they finally got to the Super Bowl, thanks in large part to what Chucky left behind in Oakland. So that is a really weird dynamic between the storylines, but is Simeon Rice a Hall of Famer? Yes. Simeon Rice is a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. 800-777-2907, the phone number. Next, if you are a playoff team and your OC is getting into bar fights, something really is not right. Next, SB Nation Radio.